Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. On this podcast, I share my experiences, insights, and knowledge with you on health, beauty, personal development, and wellness. Every week, we have interviews with amazing pioneers in their fields. So joining me in the conversation every week is also my dear friend, Tony, who is a health researcher out of Stanford. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I hope your week is going great so far. Your weekend was amazing. How was your weekend, T?
It was really fun.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I went to Orange County. I saw family.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I've been learning about stem cells, like cool new things that we'll probably share in the podcast more at some point.
That's awesome. It can help a lot of people.
Yeah.
In different ways.
Yeah. There's like, what's cool is there's so much of like medicine that's I feel like medicine that's become like integrating nature and the mm-hmm. body and like the intelligence of the body rather than like the medicine, like
or fighting against
exactly fighting against it, killing it, polluting it. Like,
love that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of
it's where hopefully the future medicine is.
Yeah.
Going.
Where it's like technology is actually supporting the body rather than like just creating drugs that rob the body.
Well, you'll have to tell us about your findings too when you're ready to share.
Definitely.
And speaking of technology and new breakthroughs, today we're going to be talking about NAD.
Yes.
And anti-aging breakthrough as it relates to mitochondria. So we talked about mitochondria on at least two other podcasts. It's a really hot topic right now in wellness. Everybody's talking about mitochondria, which is basically our cells' energy factories, and we all, you know, there's all these different ways of how to optimize our mitochondria. So tell us about, specifically what we're going to talk about is NAD. So what is it, T? How do we get it? How do we boost it? You know, there's, of course, expensive supplements we could always take.
Yes.
But how do we avoid the expensive supplements unless we absolutely have to take them?
Yeah, it's become super trendy. There's a lot of ads for it. There's people mm-hmm. that are like injecting it in, you know, kind of wealthy areas or cities. It's really hard to pronounce. It is in the show notes. It's nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Yeah.
So it's a very scientific, difficult name. But yeah, essentially it's part of the chain that's involved in mitochondria. And so a lot of times when you're talking, like when you look at like NAD in the market, it's
so our bodies naturally produce it.
Yeah, bodies naturally produce it. And we're not actually, my understanding about the supplements or things is that like not actually consuming NAD, you're consuming like substances, like natural substances typically that will help your body like make more of it basically. Because it's really like, it's a piece of kind of the cellular renewal and mitochondria process. So it's not something like you can consume. Like I'm not eating NAD in a supplement because it's actually like in the cell. It'll almost be like cannibalism or something. But there are natural, like we'll get to in a moment, there are natural substances that like help your cells simulate more of an NAD production.
So it sounds complicated, but basically there's just things we can do that are supporting our mitochondria, which is our body's natural energy, like the cell's energy factories.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a simple, like a more lame terms. Layman's way, like, is that like the if mitochondria are like sort of these cellular energy factories, but a lot of times in our factories, like any factory, like there might be a problem, like a malfunctioning in the machinery, right? And then all of a sudden, the mitochondria is not working as well, and then it's not producing enough energy. And so then we get tired. And then when it's not working as well, like more we're more tired, and then we get, you know, there's more toxins. It's not eliminating waste as effectively, right? So it's like all these kind of issues as a chain reaction. And so the promise of NAD is that like, in these very specific ways that mitochondria malfunctions, like NAD can go in and like fill in the gap and basically help repair that malfunction. And so then the mitochondria works as it is meant to. You have more energy, you detox better, you age slower, like all of these like benefits.
So how, what are some ways that we can boost NAD naturally?
Yes. And that is really...
Because, of course, like I said, there's supplements. I've seen them out there. People have talked to me about them.
Yeah, like one of the most popular ones that like are a lot of that are like they're running a lot of advertising is that Elysium one,
mm-hmm.
which is like, which is interesting though, and this is something that like is in present in the show notes, is that like NAD is still like in terms of supplements like enhancing NAD, it's really not still like fully researched. Mm-hmm. It's early stage, but there are a lot of like doctors or experts or people that are involved in the research or like they leverage all these studies, but like
the research is ongoing.
The research is ongoing, but like a lot of sites, you have to be careful about that because they're basically like leveraging the credibility of these experts who are recommending it rather than like true studies.
Right.
So it's worth talking about because there is a lot of movement around it and there's a lot of buzz about it. And so, but it's not 100% undeniable that like it does all of these amazing things that everybody's promising yet.
Well, we're seeing such a rise in all these brain-based disorders, whether
yes.
it's Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. And I know that there's people are saying, well, these NAD boosting supplements can help not just with mitochondria in general, but potentially help with neurological issues.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the hope, if there is emerging research and that could help alleviate some suffering there, that's great and it's promising. It's just not fully there yet with the conclusions.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but what are some of the everyday ways, besides the supplements, which, the jury's out so far. We'll see. Well, what are some of the ways we can boost it naturally, T?
Yeah. So, I mean, we could just quickly gloss over some of that, which we've covered in previous podcasts. So like intermittent fasting, which we already we've talked about in terms of like when you have you start lighter in the day with gluten free
smoothie. Beauty detox, hot water with lemon,
yes.
taking your SBO probiotics, like setting yourself up for a good morning, but one that isn't heavy.
Yes.
You're not having an egg white omelet. You're not having, first thing when you wake up, you're not having a processed protein bar. You're having that GGS, which doesn't have concentrated fat or protein, although it does have amino acids to form protein in your body. But that is our form of intermittent fasting.
Yes. Another way is as just a basic, but this is another reminder, is like exercise. Exercise naturally increases NAD, helps your mitochondria repair and be healthier. So
what about over-exercising?
That would reduce it.
Yeah. Cause then there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Like what about if you're doing like spin class, like all these like really intense, but then it gets confusing to you. Cause what about those bursts of, like the,
High intensity cardio.
Yeah. So would that boost mitochondria or that damage it?
Yeah. I've heard that it boosts it, but I think that the trick with that is to do it in a way that like, if you're not, cause I actually had a lot of experience with like CrossFit and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a fine line between doing like HIT that in a way that's healthy for the body and, way that's like depleting adrenals. It's actually like adding stress to your adrenal fatigue and like, which a lot of people have.
I know. So what, it's like a fine line.
Yeah. Your nervous system also has to be, recovered and like healthy enough to basically be able to do it. If not, then you're actually doing more damage than good. One way people track that, not to go on a whole tangent, is like heart rate variability, which is like how recovered you are.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I think we're just like, you can use your own intuition. If you're waking up and you're feeling stressed or you're feeling tired or you're feeling anxious,
yeah,
you're feeling not like you're really well rested, which
you're just maybe overtaxing your body with your exercise routine.
Yeah, doing like hard exercise on top of that is like
every damaging. Day, all the time.
Yes.
I just think too much is too much. It's just like too much protein is too much.
Yeah. And this is why also like sleep is so important.
Yes.
And sleep is actually a really powerful way. Just, speaking of nervous system recovery, like sleep is a very powerful way to boost cellular. Like there's just more research on sleep than just like about anything that you could possibly do other than, like
sleep well. Exactly. So if you guys have, speaking of sleeping well, our sleep well course that Tony and I created, you can find out more about it on KimberlyCenter.com. You can check it out. It's the research, the rituals, the ways we talk about implementing sleep are really powerful. And I've incorporated a lot of them myself. It's been so helpful. And just to have a systemized way of looking at sleep, which again, we're talking about mitochondria here, anti-aging, boosting NAD. Like this is so powerful.
Exactly.
You don't have to buy crazy NAD supplements.
Well, and that's what's really like stepping back for a second. That's what's really crazy is that like there's so many people out there, and I've been this way before, so I'm not, it's not a judgment.
Looking for the super
pill? Like, I'll spend $80 on, like, the magic pill, like, super cellular mitochondria thing, and then, like, sleeping 5 hours a night and, like, getting, like, blue light exposure.
Away from basics.
Yeah, like, and it's like, come on, like, it doesn't make sense, like, the part, like, but... Even I've been conditioned at times by like kind of like magic bullet kind of thinking. And so I really love like with sleep, just focusing on the fundamentals. It's so important.
Also, another way that I've heard that I think is really interesting is fructose.
Yes.
And sometimes we hear fructose is really bad. I've been, you know, very out there talking about avoiding agave because it's high fructose, or of course high fructose corn syrup, which is a horrible refined sweetener that's been added into soft drinks and all kinds of junk food. But there is natural fructose occurring in small amounts naturally in fruit, and I'm a huge fruit proponent. And it's interesting because, again, we hear in this form it's actually beneficial. Mm-hmm. To our NAD.
Yeah.
It's coming from nature.
Yeah.
This form amazing. Of fructose from fruit.
Yeah. And I think it's like you've talked about, like everything is whole and interconnected. Like when there's fructose as found in nature with fiber, with co-nutrients, like with...
Complete package.
Yeah. This complete package, then it's a different, the body responds differently to it. So yeah, I was really surprised to see that. It's cool.
What's some other ways, T?
Another one, which is really interesting, but you've been recommending for many years, is like kombucha and fermented foods. So like, you know, kimchi, sauerkraut.
Raw kombucha, sauerkraut.
All those things.
Qualify that by saying it has to be raw. It has to be in the refrigerated section, not the pasteurized sauerkraut that's sitting on the shelf for years. And the kind that we've eaten with, you know, people eat with hot dogs in Central Park. That's not what we're talking about.
And it speaks to kind of like the connection between your gut health and the health of all of your cells in your body. Mm. Is that like the gut is so important to like every cell. Like there's trillions of cells in your gut, and those, the health of those cells and like what's going on in your gut just affect literally every, even all the cells that are like not touching, is like signaling from your gut to every cell in your entire body. And when that signaling in the gut is healthy, then that has a positive effect on like every single cell, like in throughout your body, including subcomponents of cells like NAD and mitochondria.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It's just great to hear the science backing up, but then the takeaways are, it's good information to know and to have, but that our basics, taking SBO probiotics, having fermented foods. But again, the fermented foods don't replace the SBO probiotics. So really nourishing your gut, eating the fruit, having the glowing green smoothie, getting plenty of rest. These are all
basic exercise. Basic, it's not too much for your body.
Powerful. Like, yeah, barefoot beach walks, my favorite way, hiking, doing some asanas. But the way that I've done asanas, you know, my yoga practice tea and what we have on the yoga DVD, it's very deliberate movement. And I find it makes you really strong. Like I actually have muscle tone, but I'm not, you know, going really fast. I'm doing this sort of power yoga where you're jumping back and it's crazy, which just doesn't work for my body. There's nothing wrong with it if that resonates with you. But for me, it's about more deliberate movement. And I find that I get strong that way, but I don't feel overtaxed.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, it's just, you know, just to
it's
share
good
that,
to find what works for you.
Yeah. And also is to show like you don't, if you know, we all want to have some, you know, physical results. We all want to, you know, that's just the way it is. Even though we talk about feeling good, we all want to look good too. So I just want to share, it doesn't have to be so hard and like pushing to get those results. It's how the whole lifestyle starts to work together.
Yeah.
You were trying some yoga tea.
Yes, I know.
How's that going?
Little by little.
Oh, good. Well, what's your main form of exercise? I know you bike around a lot.
Yeah.
You were doing CrossFit.
Yeah, and then Rebounder. And then I have like a...
Kettlebell.
Yeah, kettlebells, and then like a bike, like an air bike. This thing that I just recently got, so...
What's that?
It's like, it produces resistance, like... You can do high intensity if you want on it.
Oh, while you're just biking around.
No, like it's at home.
Oh.
And basically it's like, it has arms and legs, and basically but the faster you go, the more resistance it creates. So you can make it really light if you go slow, but if you want to make it like really intense and more resistance, you just go faster.
Oh, wow.
It's cool. But it's low impact. So like there's no stress on the joints or.
Is it kind of like a elliptical machine?
A little bit like that. Yeah.
But it's not like a hill.
Yeah.
I know this is a tangent, but I'm just really curious, why are kettlebells so popular as opposed to regular weights?
I think for good reason. So one of the kettlebells like work because they're the way that they're shaped and the way that they're moving, the way that you have to adjust to when you're moving them or you're lifting or pressing them, it requires like much more stabilization. Like all the stabilizer muscles get worked a lot more. So you're less like, I think people's joints become much healthier and stronger, and like all the connective tissue and the ligaments get much stronger. And so there's less injuries, but also they prevent injuries more. Like whereas traditional lifting, where the movement is like more linear, I guess you'd say, and doesn't engage as many of the other muscles or the stabilizers or like other parts of the body, then you're just more prone to damage, like either of the joint or other things. And so,
I see.
Yeah, it's more whole body or more holistic to do kettlebells than it is like a typical dumbbell or weight.
Yeah, I noticed how popular they've gotten.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much, T, for finding all this great research for us.
Thank you.
Beauties, please check out the show notes if you're interested in learning more about NAD, about mitochondria. But as we mentioned, a lot of our basic beauty detox lifestyle practices hold up as being amazing for your mitochondria in addition to everything else. So please don't go anywhere, beauties. We have an amazing interview for you right after this break.
Why is it when you shop that better for you products are so expensive? Like when they take out harmful chemicals and they charge you for that? Why? You know what I mean. They take a $4 product and make it organic. Boom. Suddenly it's $6. And if they make it gluten-free, whoa, there goes your paycheck. No, no more. Go to brandless.com where all the good stuff is just $3. I'm serious. All the things you've been paying crazy money for now, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, kosher, even cruelty-free products, you'll find online at brandless.com for just $3 each. Essential food items, $3. Household goods, $3. Beauty needs, $3. Brandless has better everything for everyone. All $3. And today, go to brandless.com and use the promo code HELLO in all caps to get $1 shipping on your first order. Brandless.com, better everything for everyone, all $3.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey, beauties, welcome back. And I'm super excited to introduce you to Danielle Laporte. She's the best-selling author of White Hot Truth, Clarity for Keeping It Real on Your Spiritual Path. She is also a speaker, a poet, a painter, and she's a member of Oprah's Super Soul 100. Danielle, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks. I love how you call everybody beauties. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have that, our own natural expression, I say of light, of uniqueness, and that's really the beauty within us. It's not what we look like or how great our hair is, but it's really just letting that uniqueness shine through. That and when we recognize it in other people, it just feels so good when we get seen, doesn't it?
This is so healing to be seen.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your work, which resonates with so many people, about keeping it real and just talking about spirituality in general to the masses. How did you grow up spiritual? Were you in what was your family like? How did you even get on this path?
How do I give you like the lightsaber quick version of that? Okay, here are the relevant nuggets. Grew up with really young parents. So my mom got knocked up in high school, and that's an important part of the story. So my parents were young, which meant growing up in the 70s, my mom was going to therapy. And like I remember the first New Age book I saw in the house was Wayne Dyer's first book. So that was always there as a snack. And then, you know, my dad is just a Canadian hockey player. And so contrast, I grew up with like implicit tension, and I got dragged to lots of workshops and hippie parties. And that was there. And curious and seeking anything I could get my hands on, and that's never stopped. Yeah, and I don't make, I mean, spiritual, I always put in quotes. I don't make a delineation between a spiritual life and a non-spiritual life for myself. I just think, yeah. I'm here. I'm as, you know, I'm a being trying to live wide awake. And most of what I put out there in terms of content and teachings and blogs or on stage or whatever that is, these are the same kinds of conversations, give or take, that I have with my girlfriends. It's
just keeping it real.
We want to eat clean. We want to make a difference. We're overwhelmed because like the world is in agony. How'd you get your hair like that today? And it's all in the same conversation.
And sometimes if we make those labels like, oh, this is spiritual, that isn't, it's all those labels that can divide and make us feel bad or guilty or, you know, all these, just the negativity starts to creep in when we over label things is what I find as well.
Yeah. And the hot word there is divide. And who is anybody to say what's spiritual for somebody else? Like you do not know their karma, their dharma, the makeup of their path. You
the
don't know if
learned. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be compassionate and stay in your lane.
Love that. And now you talk about one thing that I found that very provoking when, because I hear this all the time, people that talk about, oh, I'm so busy, and they kind of, you know, wear it as a badge of honor, but then they also complain about it. And why can this be so detrimental to our success and to our happiness ultimately?
It's victim mentality. Because essentially what you're doing is you are operating from a place of choicelessness. You are acting like everything somebody else put everything on your plate that's there. No, you on some level, consciously or unconsciously, verbally or with body language, said yes to everything that's in your life. And too many of us live from that place. There's two places. One is a place of obligation that you are obligated to achieve and feed your kids and show up and all of it. Not even feeding your kids is an obligation. You could be a terrible, awful, karma-inducing person and be neglectful. You're making a conscious choice to do everything. Well, so many of us are making unconscious choices, but reframe obligation into conscious choice. And then I think, you know, because we are raised to perform in school, culture, family, workplace, that we're addicted to productivity. And productivity is how we measure our self-worth. And it's fucking killing us. I mean, the people, you know, your message and your offering around wellness is plugging directly into all the women who have fried adrenals. Because we are basically eating a diet of, if I'm productive, I am worthy. If I am productive, the dream's going to come true.
It came from my personal experience too, Danielle, and being like, you know, chronic addicted dieter. I tried every diet out there. And then, I'm also a recovering perfectionist. Oh, if I sell these many books, or if I, you know, get these grades and whatever it was, it just runs around. As you said, our adrenals wear out and there's the next thing you have to get. And suddenly you realize, wow, I could just do everything in the world and it's not enough. So for me, my big epiphany came last year when my mom passed away and everything in my world just turned upside down. And I really started to look at my life and look at success and think, holy crap. Like, I think it's, you know, it's not even about doing anything. It's just being. And if there's something I want to be proud of, it's, you know, being loving, being kind to everyone, not just how it shows up on paper. But wow, was it a journey for me to get there myself?
That's a huge paradigm shift for most people to even consider. It's not about doing anything. What?
I know.
it's like a shock to the nervous system, but that's you know, what you're saying is really it's a mystical truth. It is about your beingness.
So tell us a little bit about your new book, White Hot Truth, Clarity for Keeping It Real on Your Spiritual Path. What are some insights or some of the inspirations behind the book?
Well, the idea is that I think for a lot of us, self-help has become another form of addiction. It's another way to criticize ourselves. My epiphany was that, you know, everything, I basically created a self-improvement to-do list for myself. So everything that I did label as spiritual and making me better and generating great karma and all of that was like another to-do. And it was no fun and it was heavy and it was costing me a lot of money and a lot of time. And I just was worn out. And I realized that on a subtle but really profound level, I was still trying to impress somebody. You know, like I grew up Catholic. When you grow up in an organized religion, it's very easy to see what side you're on. Like,
totally.
You know what's good. You know what's bad. You know, you grow, you evolve, you make different choices. And I thought, I'm free. Yoga, Krishnamurti, meditation, all those things, which are still core to my spiritual practices. But I was still trying to just impress everybody else in yoga pants and everybody else in that holistic community. I wouldn't say, it wasn't so much about the people, although, you know, I wanted particular kinds of approval. It was still about being good, but just a different kind of good. Yeah.
Well, then how did you get to the point of dropping it? Was it simply that awareness, or was it just, was there like a approval detox process you went through?
I got tired. And I think that's how a lot of women make the change, is you just get so worn out. You leave the relationship. You leave, and it's like a divine thing. It's your own kind of psychological rock bottom. And what I did do was I was just saying this at a gig last weekend. It's, I was like, all right, everybody, let's approach this as if this were an AA meeting with 1,000 people. My name is Danielle. Everybody says, hello, Danielle. I say, it has been, and this is truth. This is like legit. It has been, I think it's 14 months since I have had a psychic reading
Oh my God.
A channeling or an astrology reading. And I just, it, you know, it took a while, but I pruned that kind of support. I put support in quotes. I pruned that kind of support from my life. And, you know, when you do that, any detox, you get a little sweaty. I thought, oh, I got to sign this deal. I should call. I should see what's happening astrologically right now. Don't do that anymore. And I have a lot more spaciousness. It's really taking my own medicine. So, I mean, that's the fuller way of telling you that White Hot Truth is really about becoming your own guru. And I think on a real meta level, you know, the age of the guru is coming to an end. It has to come to an end.
I love that, because you're talking about, you know, astrology and readings and this and this and that. It's like we constantly look to other people to tell us how we feel. Is the future going to be okay? Am I okay? Versus what you're saying, which is, wow, we actually have that wisdom inside of us. We have to stop just seeking it outside.
And we are, it's such a insidious little trap, right? To be in this holistic personal development space. We're cognitive. We hear this message enough. This is nothing new. The answer is within. But we are going to so many other people to reflect back to us what's inside. And this is where it gets really tricky. We go to other people to help us get clear. And it actually muddles our own clarity. You know what helps you get clear? Do nothing. Do nothing. Feel the pain. Feel the confusion. See what happens when you delay decisions. Could be brilliant. See what happens if you turn left instead of right. You're going to mess up either way at some point. Just go right on your own. And your, you know, all that intuition, that still small voice, you can't hear it if you have everybody else consulting to you all the time.
Wow. I love that. That's just, it's just so powerful to hear that reinforcement. Cause like you say, it's like, go within, but then for a lot of us, we've been so conditioned to shy away from pain, to shy away from the deep feelings. And we're like, oh, this doesn't feel good. So even though that going within message is something we know, then we're like, oh, let me call a friend or let me text somebody or let me watch this YouTube video. We kind of just get away from it instead of really going within, which is simple, but not always so easy, is it?
Not easy. And we numb out and we spiritualize it. We do what's called spiritual bypassing. And we...
What does that mean exactly?
It's a brilliant term from a psychologist named John Wellwood. And the idea is that, and I bet you 99% of the women listening to this are going to relate. The idea is that instead of dealing with the pain and all the things that are that in a spiritual context would be considered negative, ugly, toxic, not very spiritual, not very evolved. Instead of dealing with that, we paint over it with spiritual practices, with tools like, I'm going to find the gift in the pain. I should be grateful for this. If I just continue to think really positively about my future and my place in life, and everything is going to turn out okay. If I go vegan or vegetarian, if I just eat well, if I cut gluten out, then I am loving my body. Not necessarily. There can still be a lot of body loathing,
sure,
and self-hatred underneath all of those actions.
Wow. So what would you say is the antidote to that? Just not even labeling it, just sitting in it.
I think you have to sit in it. I think you've got to grow up, move towards, like, how I define spiritual maturity is like true being truly holistic is that you're going to deal with all of it. And that you just know that this is part of being human, that in the darkness there is strength, that in the pain is where the medicine is. If you avoid this stuff, you will not get to your greatest joy if you do not deal with your greatest pain. If you do not deal with feelings of ugliness or feeling on the outside, it doesn't matter how great your ass is, how much you detox, you will never feel deeply and truly beautiful until you deal with your self-loathing. And, you know, the truth bomb in all of this is that the best self-help is self-compassion. And, you know, that's poetic and it's easy to say, but the medicine happens, the curative happens when you can love yourself when you hate yourself. Not just when you're doing all the right things and you're sticking to the plan, but when you've fucked up again, when you're dating the same kind of guy.
Same loser.
The same loser, but just with different hair this time. And you just say to yourself, oh, sweetheart, you know, of course it hurts. Of course you're repeating this pattern. The pain is deep. This all makes sense. And you move from there instead of trying to fix yourself. And that's liberation. That's freedom.
That's amazing. And also, Danielle, when you were saying that, what would you say, what's the truth bomb in, you know, the world we live in with Instagram and constantly looking at other people's lives and saying, oh, they're so glamorous. Or like you said, in yoga class, like, oh, look at her, look at this, this constant comparing and contrasting our lives and ourselves and where we are. Oh, I'm not here now. I'm not successful enough. I'm not beautiful enough. What's the truth bomb there?
Two truth bombs. Comparison is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeding yourself poison every time you go, they got this and I don't, and therefore I am less than. Mm-hmm. It's bad. And also just to know that everybody, you know, Plato has such a beautiful saying. It's something like everybody is fighting their own battle.
Proceed according. Be kind for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle or something.
Yes, yes. And so you don't want to hold that perspective to pull people down to your level or smear anybody. But that is the truth. And just to know that everybody's in pain. Everybody. And
struggling, yeah. In their own
way. Everybody's struggling in their own way with something. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So inspiring, Danielle. I feel like I could talk to you all day long. Mm. I cannot wait to read your book. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody who's listening.
So everyone, we are going to link to Danielle's website and her book, which again is called White Hot Truth, Clarity for Keeping It Real on Your Spiritual Path. So please be sure to check out the show notes. And beauties, thank you again for tuning in. We love connecting with you. We love being with you. Take great care of yourself. Be real, as Danielle says. Just sit with yourself. Don't push the feelings down. Just keep it real. Whatever comes up, don't judge it. Don't try to change it. And we will be back here with you on Thursday. Till then, lots of love. Okay, beauties, I will be back with you on Thursday for my Q&A session show where I answer questions from the Beauty Detox community. To submit your question, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Thanks so much and see you again soon. And always remember, progress, not perfection, as true beauty comes from the inside out.